Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian nationalists are angry at President Vladimir Putin and demand he make immediate changes to ensure ultimate victory in the Ukraine war, a day after Moscow was forced to abandon its main force in northeastern Ukraine. The swift fall of the Kharkiv province was Russia's worst military defeat since its troops were forced back from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Former New York Republican Congressman Pete King on Newsmax Sunday looks back on 9/11.
I heard on the car radio that there have been small planes crashing into the World Trade Center. I didn't think that much of it, but then as more reports come in, I was thinking, my wife was supposed to be on the plane, supposed to leave around 9 o'clock, so I'm calling the airlines. They wouldn't give any information. And when they don't give information, it sounded in such a way we can't tell you the bad news.
Mr. King's wife was fine as her plane never took off. A month after losing a nearly $50 million verdict, Alex Jones is set to go on trial for a second time in Connecticut for calling Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax and a claim he caused several of the victims' families emotional and psychological harm. Jones also faces a third trial in another pending lawsuit by Sandy Hook parents in Texas. President Biden speaking at a 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon Sunday.
To all the families and loved ones who still feel the ache, that missing piece of your soul, I'm honored to be here with you once more to share this solemn rite of remembrance and reflect on all that was lost in the fire and ash on that terrible September morning.
More information on the status of our economy comes out Tuesday when August's Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A former Major League Baseball player was killed when going to a 9/11 ceremony.
Anthony Vivaro left Major League Baseball to work as a Port Authority police officer. The 37-year-old was heading to work at a 9/11 memorial event Sunday when he was killed on the Hudson Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike by a driver going the wrong way. The other driver was killed. Vivaro was drafted out of St. John's University by the Mariners in 2005. He spent most of his career with the Atlanta Braves. He last played for the Red Sox before voluntarily leaving the majors in 2016 to pursue law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
President Biden last year signed an executive order to demand a declassification review of the intelligence documents related to the 9/11 attacks, but has yet to meet with family members. Terry Strata's husband was killed on 9/11. She's also the national chairwoman of 9/11 Families United.
You know, it's the right place to be on this day, but it's difficult to come here. It's difficult to be back where it all happened and where his life ended. I also lived here for 6 years with him across the street in Battery Park City when we first dated. So I'm coming back home, but it's really not a home anymore.
Events to commemorate Queen Elizabeth II are continuing across the United Kingdom this week after King Charles III was proclaimed monarch at a ceremony in London over the weekend. King Charles visited Parliament on Monday, where he made his first address there as monarch.
What our late sovereign, my beloved mother, the Queen, meant to us all.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And it is going to take a village, ladies and gentlemen. It takes each one of us, all hands on deck, to get this country back on track. It's encouraging when we hear from the pollsters that a majority, a supermajority of Americans agree that we're on the wrong track. I said, that's a good beginning. Now we can have a conversation, perhaps, and come to a proper solution. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, and Andy Pollack joins us. He's the American author, school safety activist, chief public safety officer at Byrna.com, whose daughter Meadow, as you may recall, was killed at the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting of 2018. He's credited with helping to pass the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, and he joins us to talk about the Byrna Shield. It's a common sense solution to a difficult reality. Andy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good to be on with you today.
Well, as the kids are getting back to school, well, I'll tell you, you know, people like yourself, activists like yourself, this is where the sheepdog in all of you comes out, you know, very explicitly and with passion, because we've got to protect our kids lest we have another shooting as we've had, you know, not only in 2018, but, you know, as I go back, Andy, I look back and we've had school shootings since 1700. And you would think the cumulative knowledge that we would have gained with all these shootings since 1700, that we would be a lot better at this.
Well, you know what's crazy? What really upset me was this year was that shooting in Texas, Uvalde, and it was 100% avoidable. Texas didn't learn anything. They had a school shooting in 2018 in May, right after my daughter was murdered. There was a shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. And I bring it up because they didn't have a police officer right in the school in Uvalde, and they left doors open. You know, right now, every parent in the country should know there needs to be a single point of entry at every school that a child attends. And they failed in Uvalde, and the police department failed. So it was very hurtful because you would think even every law enforcement agent in the country would know you got to go towards the gunfire. Like what happened at my daughter's school, that deputy hid and never went in the building, and five more didn't go in. So, and it happened again in Uvalde, Bill. So you're right. Nothing, you know, a lot of people think everything is fixed, but it's not fixed. But one thing I want to talk about that's positive in the country is parents are getting involved in these school board races, which is amazing. Yes. I did it. We came up short in Florida. We ran a school board race after my daughter was killed, and we lost to the incumbent. But just recently, Governor DeSantis removed four school board people that were in the school board in Broward County. He removed them for lack of duty, for mismanaged funds, for not doing what they were supposed to do. So it's great. And then you see like four or five school board flipped in Florida from these liberal left people that are running them to conservatives. So there are some positive things happening in the country right now.
And not just in Florida, but, you know, we saw it happen in Virginia. We saw it happen in San Francisco, of all places, Andy. So, yes, the people have had it and realized they've got to, you know, come to the forefront. You just cannot rely on the institutions. And I would say one of the things, unfortunately, most of my grandkids are in California or Hawaii. I'm in Florida. But if I was taking my kids to school, or if I was a grandparent of a child in school and near that school, I would think just as a standard deal is I'd go around that school. I'd check doors. I would go checking doors personally. You know,
100%.
Just a real simple.
Leave for a while, really? And then go back and see what's going on at the school. And make sure they have a police officer. You know, Florida, we're fortunate. We got that, like you mentioned, I've got a bill passed right after my daughter was murdered. We got a bill passed. And in that bill, one of the things that was great was there needs to be a police officer in every school per 500 students, one per every 500. And I don't, other states aren't following what Florida's doing.
Now, what about concealed carry in classrooms where, some teachers who have been trained and have concealed carry and they are carrying guns in classroom? What is the status, you know, not only in Florida, but around the country?
Well, in Florida, they're able to, but it depends on the district. You know, the district has to vote for it. And I sat through the classes that the teachers would go through. And that was named, that originally started after one of the coaches that ran into the building. It was the Aaron Feist Guardian Program. And now certain districts are letting teachers go through it, which I think it's great to help. You know, it's like a two-month class. It's not just like a weekend class where they go, okay, here, shoot these targets, and then you can go to the school and you'll be able to carry them. They go through an intense program. They teach them gun retention. They're held to a higher accuracy standard when shooting than the police officers are when they go through the academy. So it's a really good program. Not every district's doing it. I believe in it. I think the first people that are there to respond is going to be a teacher. So if they're willing to train for it and volunteer, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andy. I'm for that because they are, in a sense, I mean, the next line of defense when somebody comes into the classroom and if they're prepared. And the thing is, what people need to understand is that, you know, they're not just handing out guns here like they're IRS agents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These people, just like everybody else, you know, I've not been in another state like Florida where, you know, the training. When you get a concealed carry permit and the training that goes along with it and the availability to train every day, boy, I'll tell you, it is right here in this state. And people who, at least the people that I know, and I don't know if I'm in a constricted circle or not, Andy, but I can tell you, everybody that I know that has a concealed carry, they are the most responsible people when it comes to gun ownership that I've ever been around.
I believe so also, and you know, the way, it's just a shame the way society's going. You need to be able to carry and train and practice. You never know where evil's going to strike. You know, I'm out in Oregon sometimes, and there was just a shooting in a Safeway supermarket. You never know when that's going to show up. So you always should be carrying because you're really the first one there, and we've learned from past experience you can't always count on the police to save you.
Well, exactly, because as a rule, I think police show up on a scene somewhere 15, 19 minutes afterwards. Well, when you're in a situation that's measured by seconds, minutes are too late.
Yep.
Right?
You know, the shooter reloaded five times when he was in my daughter's school shooting the school. People, kids and teachers in the school. No one was able to stop him because, one, the deputy didn't go in, and no one was carrying. And he was just, he spent minutes inside the school. And like I said, he could have been stopped numerous times if someone had a carry permit. But he didn't, you know, he just kept reloading and shooting more rounds. I think he shot over 90 rounds in inside the school.
Well, we keep making these mistakes, and as you said, Uvalde also was quite an example, an exposure there. And, you know, and I encourage the debate and the conversation, because at the end of the day, what's most important is those kids. It's those kids that we need to protect. And we need to do everything that we can do. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about your relationship with the Burnish Shield, Andy. And I'm excited to share that with our audience, because I think you've come up with a real winner here to help, you know, serve our kids a long way.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action. Welcome back. Our conversation with Andy Pollack continues. He's American author, school safety activist, chief public safety officer at Verna.com, As you recall, his daughter Meadow was killed in the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting of 2018. He's credited with helping to pass the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, and he joins us to talk about the burner shield, a common-sense solution to a difficult reality. Speaking of a difficult reality, Andy, you know, update our audience. It's been a couple of years since you and I talked, but update our audience for you, you know, how your life, you know, from being totally devastated in the loss of your daughter, and here you are, you know, today, and our hearts are still with you and your family for the loss of Meadow, and, you know, walk us through, you know, your journey for these last couple of years, and what has given you hope?
Well, I bounced back and forth between Florida and Oregon. I bought a ranch near my wife is from Northern California. Usually I tell people she's from the state of Jefferson because that's the area she's from. People get right. that live right. around here.
Right.
And, you know, to be near her family, she's got a lot of family that come and visit a lot. Mm-hmm. So, but it's tough, you know, your life's never the same. Any parent that goes through a child getting murdered, it's just, you know, it rips your heart and soul out, and really you're never the same.
Yeah.
But you have to, you know, I have to do it. I have two other kids, and I work on stuff. I work on this products to prevent school shootings, and I speak, and I encourage parents to get involved locally with their school boards. It's so important if you can't afford a private school, or there's no good charter schools, and you can't homeschool, and you have to go to public school, you have to get involved locally. I didn't know that. I thought my daughter, you know, I lived in one of the safest towns in Florida. That's what it was ranked.
Right.
And, you know, we're not getting involved, not knowing what was going, you know, the shooter, they actually frisked him every morning before he went to school. That's how crazy it was. And none of the parents, no one knew that. I didn't know my daughter's going to a school where they're frisking this kid and they call him crazy boy.
Right.
You know, so parents, I urge them, I go and I speak and I wrote a book. It's like a handbook, Why Meadow Died. Any parent wants to know the truth of what happened in Parkland, they could pick up my book. It's on Amazon, and they could read it and see. And everyone who reads it, they realize that these policies are going on in a lot of the public schools throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And things you could look for. You know, now I'm with this company. It's called Byrna. It's a publicly traded company. It's BYRNA, Byrna.com. And we do a lot of school safety stuff. We have a lot of less lethal products, too, for people that can't carry or they're scared to carry a real firearm. We have firearms that shoot a tear gas pellet, a pepper ball pellet, or a kinetic solid pellet. And it's very powerful. In a situation where there's a lot of people and someone might be scared to shoot something, you're able to shoot this launcher without killing somebody. So we have that. We have a shield that goes in a child's backpack. It weighs less than a pound, and it makes it bulletproof. You know, up to.
I love this idea. I love the backpack idea. Andy,
it's great, and what's awesome about it is it weighs less than a pound, Bill, and you can put it in. It's not just for kids. Like, you know, look, there's shootings on a subway and a bus. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying, but it's happening, you know, in a Publix. So you could put it in your computer bag, any backpack, a child's bag. It's like I said, it weighs less than a pound, and at least you have something, you know, to have to protect yourself. It's not the fix-all, but there's no way to fix everything, but I just try and come up with ideas that can make a difference and help in a terrible situation.
Well, in a situation like this, Andy, the experts, safety experts, will tell you that what you're trying to do is buy time, right? And like you said, the backpack's not, you know, it's not 100%, but all you're trying to do is give yourself some time so that you can get distance from the threat, correct?
Yes, and between that, or if you're sitting there, you could turn the backpack around, and at least you could cover your vitals if somebody's shooting in a terrible situation. Or even if you're running, it's on your back, it could save your life.
Exactly.
And it's like less than $150 on at Byrna.com. they could use a promo code. I could save them 10%, Andy10. If they go to burner.com and use Andy10, they'll save 10%. And they should look at the other products. They have a bad guy repellent for college students or for women or anyone. It's like one of the most powerful repellents out there. And we call it BGR, short for bad guy repellent. And you could spray it and like for 15 feet away, and it really will knock someone down and where they'll leave you alone. Or if any situation, you could have these launches that are great. They're accurate to like 60 feet, you know, with tear gas. The law enforcement, they're switching over. Some of them, instead of using a taser, they're using our launches, and they're really accurate, and it keeps the distance. You know, at 60 feet, you could shoot a tear gas pellet instead of being up close. So we're working with law enforcement. We're working on school safety. I have a plan. If they go to burner.com, parents could read about it, a school safety plan to what to look at your child's school. So I'm keeping busy, Bill, and that's what I have to do. I have a son at Tallahassee who I'm so proud of. He is he has a fellowship. He's in his third year of law school, and he got a fellowship with Governor DeSantis, and he's at the Department of Education for this year. And I have another son who is addicted to the stock market. He's into finance, so they keep me busy. I'm going to be in Dunedin, Florida on the 10th speaking at a school safety summit that we're having.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andy, you gave us some great ideas here, and, you know, for parents to get activated and realize, and when you wonder, you say, okay, what can I do? Well, check out the website at burner.com and check out what Andy has just shared with us and take advantage of that 10% discount on anything. But if nothing else, it's just the knowledge that you can take back to your community and, you know, get some involved parents, because it does take a community. We've got to protect, you know, got to protect our kids. And Andy, you were just mentioning that, you know, like, you know, some of the other devices that you have there. Of course, in the news headlines right now is that they found the body of the Memphis heiress, Eliza Fletcher, which was sad. And, you know, you get a lot of women out there, guys as well, that are out there running, and, you know, they're running unprotected.
Yeah,
and,
you know, go online and order that bad guy repellent from my company. It's not a lot of money, and it could save your life if you're running or you have a college student going to college, a daughter or a son. At least it's something, you know. It's sad that we have to discuss things like this, but it's a reality of what's going on in this country now with the crime, the rising crime, and, you know, and just society out of control in different areas. It's just you need to protect yourself or give your child a fighting chance.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so, again, check it out. Byrna, it's Byrna.com, right?
Yeah, BYRNA.com. And there's a school safety thing that we discuss, and there's these products that they could look at and pick something, you know, use it. You know, what's good about these launchers, too, you could shoot them right in your backyard. You know, it's not loud. It's legal. You don't need concealed carry. So if you live in a state where it's difficult, you could buy one of these and have a tear gas pellet with you. My son, I have a son that carries it. I don't know if I should be telling everyone, but he's always carry it. He loves it. He shoots at it at work in the warehouse. They set targets up, and he practices. And God forbid something happens. If someone gets hit with that tear gas pellet, they're going to leave you alone.
Well, Andy, the takeaway here is it's all about preparation, isn't it? I mean, we, you know, just like you said, you know, you're going through life, you think everything's okay until you find out it's not. And, you know, the dangers abound. I mean, it is amazing, as you said, the level of crime, how it's exacerbated here in the recent years. We've got to protect ourselves. And the issue of self-responsibility, which is inherent in our U.S. Constitution, we have the right. We have a Second Amendment right for self-protection. And so if we don't exercise that right, it goes back to something we talked about earlier, and that's the silent consent. You can no longer be silent because you do offer your consent by being silent. Andy Pollack has been with us, and make sure you check it out. And Andy, it's Andy10 is the discount.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Cedar Creek Fire, a wildfire raging south of Portland, Oregon, grew to nearly 86,000 acres on Sunday, threatening 2,200 homes and hundreds of commercial structures. Country music star John Michael Montgomery suffered cuts and broken ribs when his tour bus crashed early Saturday. Montgomery told fans on Facebook he's doing well, but will not be on the road for a while. Montgomery and two other men were injured in the crash in Tennessee near the Kentucky border. 9/11 remembrance events took place all across America Sunday. Down in Palm Harbor, Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Curlew Hills Memory Gardens.
They say never forget, but memories fade, and as time passes, it's easy to get lost in all these other things that we have going on in our daily lives.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Before the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got Dr. John Zemarek. Yes, he is the senior editor at Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Thanks, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. I wanted to address your latest column, The Gods of the Copybook Headings, With Terror and Slaughter Return. I know when people see that headline, it'll stop them in their tracks, but maybe you need to explain the headline just a bit for them.
Sure. It's a line. It's the title of one of my favorite poems by Rudyard Kipling. And in it, the poem, first of all, you need to know copybook headings in Britain would be a cliche, like a moral maxim. It used to be in British public schools, they would have the kids write down like old sayings, things like, stick to the devil you know, and God and country, and, you know, just old truths that had been passed along for centuries. The things, the teachings of what we might consider common sense or the natural law, things that are just obvious to the reason that those are the things that modernity, that the left, has spent 100 years eating away at and undermining. Well, why can't a man become a woman? Why can't I say that my dog has a soul just like mine? Why can't we make all property collective? Things that are so, sometimes truths that are so obvious that we may not have even start to develop arguments for them because they seem so basic.
Exactly.
Well, the left, yeah. So our culture has been rejecting those things not since the 1960s, really since the 1920s. And in the article, I talked about how it was the horrible spectacle of World War I, of governments that were officially Christian and supposedly interested in the best interests of their citizens, shoveling people into the trenches in a war that was about nothing. I mean, we know World War II was about something, right? It was about stopping Hitler. World War I was about absolutely nothing. It was a mistake. The country stumbled into it and then doubled down, and it killed 20 million people. And in the article, I talk about how modern architecture, modernist poetry, utopian movements like the Bolsheviks in Russia and the Nazis in Germany, even eugenics and the rejection of traditional sexual morality, all these things were part of throwing out all tradition, throwing out all the inherited truths of our ancestors. And we are now living with the results of getting rid of the last few basic truths that were so obvious that nobody bothered to really think through why kids can't watch drag queen shows or you can't change people's sex. And so what we're seeing now is just how catastrophic things become. What total chaos we live in when the most basic truths are thrown out the window.
Is it just the death of common sense here, John? Is that what we're seeing?
It's a violent rejection of common sense. It's wannabe intellectuals saying, seeing every element, every tenet of common sense, and purposely rejecting it as if to be artistic or original. But of course, what's really going on is the enemy of the creator is rejecting the creation and trying to drag us to hell with it.
Well, and you talk about the genesis being around the 1920s. I go back a little bit further in my study because I see where Darwin had kind of opened this door of taking God out. And it took a while for it to catch, to catch some sort of traction. But once it did, it opened the door where we could ignore God and start to see things according to our own eyes, because it wasn't about God and what God had placed, the identity that he placed on his creation. It was merely just the survival of the fittest, right?
Right, right. Just one damn thing after another, stuff that happened. The message of Darwin is, stuff happens, right? And you are stuff. You and I are stuff that happened. And, there's no ultimate purpose to anything. You don't have the eye so you can see. You have the eye because some biological ancestor reproduced a little quicker than another competitor that didn't have the same kind of eye. Really, if you think about it, our lives are still dominated by three discredited 19th century superstitions. Karl Marx's economics, Sigmund Freud's psychology, and Darwin's biology. All three of them have come under serious question on the merits. If Marxism doesn't work at all as economics, Freudianism, nobody gets better. Nobody gets better, so they stop basically using it. It's malpractice to actually treat someone using Freudian methods because, they don't work, in case that matters.
Right.
Darwinism claims to explain the development of life, but in fact, it's circular. It can't explain itself. It can't explain any number of basic questions, like where did life come from in the first place? How did we get all the information that is in DNA from totally random chemical interactions on the primitive Earth? How is it that positive mutations keep happening when they're astronomically unlikely? It's like picking up somebody's kryptonite bike lock, you know, with the three numbers, and getting it right the first time, every time. That's how unlikely positive mutations, useful mutations of DNA, really are. And the only way that Darwinism maintains its hold is that anyone who questions it, they destroy him professionally. They get him fired. They get him shut down. They get his talk canceled on campus. It's really a lot like the way the COVID fascists shut down hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and imposed the dead baby vaccine on everyone. Punish, you know, you take away the medical licenses, people who disagree with you. The left has been practicing running a totalitarian state for the last several years. And they've really got it down to a science now. And they're ready. They're as Joe Biden said during his Darth Vader speech when he declared war on half the country. They're ready. They're ready to go full bore now. They're going to go whole hog. They're ready to stop even the pretense that they believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, or any kind of freedom.
Exactly. And that's clear. And the thing is amazing, whether we're talking Darwin, Marxism, or Freud, is that, where is the evidence that any of this has had any positive effect on society or man?
Right. The left basically, it started out claiming that it advocated freedom, but really the left only favored, they seem to think that freedom begins at the bedroom door, and it also ends at the bedroom door. Really, freedom is just really about sex and drugs. It's not about whether or not you take a dangerous, untested vaccine. Nope, that's not up to you. We decide that. It's not about whether you can go to church or go to work or your kids can go to school. No, we kind of decide all of those things too. But if you want to cut your genitals off, we're going to make everybody respect your choice of pronoun, okay? So you're free.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we've got to be free to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153.
800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zamara continues with us, the senior editor at Stream.org. It is madness, John. You think that here it is, as you say, these so-called modern thinkers at the turn of the 20th century, and what did they know? My mother had a very succinct way of coming to a conclusion that, caused you to think, if you weren't thinking before, that they didn't know, whatever you want to call it, from Shinola. Mexican mothers have a very brilliant, succinct way to put it. And if you didn't get it, then, they would throw their chancla at you until you did. But that's the way it was around our household, because there were some things that, we didn't necessarily have to write down, though I was in Catholic school and I did, do my turn at the chalkboard, writing down some copybook headings, some common sense things, and maybe that's what we need to do, is draw a pause right now and remember some of these common sense things, because we've been dumbed down to such a degree that we have acquiesced to a green agenda that's turning our economy on its head, all based on a theory, John.
Oh, right. I was watching on Tucker Carlson. They're going to be freezing in the dark over in Europe, because at the same time they're putting in place this crazy climate agenda where they're rejecting cheap, abundant energy produced by fossil fuels, which is the source of modern prosperity. It's the source of longer lifespans and an end to famine and people getting to go on vacation and not being malnourished and not having a 20% infant mortality rate. All of these things can be traced in large part to a cheap, abundant energy that allows us to do all the things that help, that make human life so much better. They're throwing all that out the window in the name of the untested theory of climate change, at the same time that they're putting crazy sanctions on Russia. That isn't hurt. They're not hurting Russia. Russia's doing fine. The Europe is actually suffering more. So you're going to see famine. You're going to see old people freezing to death. You're going to see riots in the streets put down by riot police, just like in Canada.
The West is destroying itself, allegedly in the name of freedom in Ukraine, where Ukraine is a one-party state, where the opposition party is illegal. And that's the democracy that we're fighting for. It's certainly what Joe Biden wants for America, which is why he went on television and denounced half the country as essentially Nazi sympathizers. And I've got a piece at string.org talking about how, you know who did not do that? Abraham Lincoln. When half the country was literally fighting against the U.S. government, partly in order to preserve slavery, Abraham Lincoln did not talk about the Confederates the way Joe Biden talked about the people who questioned the 2020 election result.
Exactly.
So what does that tell us? First of all, that Biden is a terrible president and a crappy human being. He is a mere shell of the unscrupulous mediocrity he once was. But even so, he's angry. He's defiant. He's vindictive because he knows he's not really president. He knows he wasn't really elected. And he's furious that half the country is onto that fact. His participation trophy, where he gets to pretend to be president and pretend to make decisions, that trophy's already tarnished. His name is going to go in the history books with an asterisk, like the players who threw the 1919 World Series. And he knows that, and it infuriates him. So that's what motivates crooked Joe Biden.
Yeah. John, you talk about the suffering that is imminent and easily predictable about what's going to happen in Europe. How does America avoid this? I mean, we've got people in the Northeast where the temperatures are going to plummet. And America has, I don't know that America has ever experienced death by cold weather before to this degree that could be thrown upon us. And then add to that, food shortage and starvation. I mean, this could be one horrific mess for this country that will cause heads to spin like we've never seen before, John.
It should cause heads to roll. It should cause people to be hanging from lampposts. The left is gambling. It's doubling its bet. Double or nothing. Double or nothing. Double or nothing. But you know, they got away with the things they did last time, with shutting down the entire economy and locking people in their homes over basically the common cold. And they got away with dumping Whitney, and the way they do it is through incredibly ruthless and manipulative actions, like dumping thousands of COVID patients at nursing homes, so as to produce tens of thousands of deaths, so that they can point to the death statistics as an excuse for the lockdown and for closing our churches and, most importantly, for mail-in balloting. Remember, it wasn't safe to go to the polls because of COVID, so they had to have mail-in balloting. But it was safe to have riots over George Floyd. That was safe because racism threatens public health. They got away with it, and they were able to steal the election. They murdered thousands of old people in nursing homes in order to steal the election, and they got away with it. That tells me they're not going to stop. They think they're going to get away with the next thing, too. So don't be surprised if the Democrats win the midterm elections 99% to 1, just like in old Eastern Europe. Don't be surprised if the ballots are printed in Romanian. I put absolutely nothing past the left because I think they're possessed by demons. And I don't mean that as a metaphor. I mean that in the most literal sense of the world. I believe that dark preternatural spirits are driving the left over the cliff and down the slippery slope like the Gadarene swine in the Bible, and they're all going to drown in the sea. And the question is whether we let them drag us down with them.
Exactly. Well, John, I mean, there's been clear evidence of this. I mean, it started when the Democrats decided to take God out of their platform. And, you know, they got behind abortion to record numbers. I mean, 63 million that we estimate, and then not even counting the amount of babies that have been aborted by mail order. And it is one party that is supporting all that and, of course, continuing to lie to everybody else in the mainstream media, not doing anything whatsoever to uphold their responsibility to maintain a free and fair press. And so America is being conditioned to accept the murder of its children and the selling of its baby parts. I mean, you know, we never thought, John, in our lifetime that we would ever stoop to this low level. But here we are. And to the point where people ask me, John, they go, are we being judged? And I say, well, you know, you ask the question. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like this is the judgment. This is the chastisement. God leaves us to our own devices and lets our utterly useless leaders just drive us over the cliff. And the useless establishment Republicans who mock and make fun of the few people who are actually trying to do something. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Steve Bannon and Matt Gaetz, Thomas Massie. There are some good Republicans in Congress, but they're the outliers. They're the ones who are considered oddballs, who are considered extremists. Mm-hmm. My latest piece at stream.org goes up today. I hope people will read it. It's called Why I Am an Extremist. And what I mean by that is the situation is extreme. Extreme bad things are happening to us. We are in extreme danger. But your average person who just wants to go along to get along, if he hears you say that, if he hears you say the ship's hitting an iceberg or the room is on fire, He doesn't want to hear it. He looks around to see if other people are saying it. Because he's more concerned with fitting in and with having a peaceful life for the next 5 minutes than he is about the long-term best interests of his country, himself, or his posterity. And that's how you get countries collapse.
Well, we're no doubt, and we've been saying this for a while, John, that we're on the verge. It cannot continue down this road because if Joe Biden gets his way and he's able to have two more years unheeded, I mean, forget it. I mean, you're talking packing the courts. You're talking D.C. becoming a state. I mean, the whole mess and the uniparty dreams will be realized on our watch, John.
Our
watch.
That's right. And it will be largely the fault of people who were more upset by Donald Trump's mean tweets than they were about the abandonment of Afghanistan, than they were about this pointless war in Ukraine, about the dead baby vaccine. And all they can point to is, well, but what about the norms of and proprieties of traditional republicanism? These people are more concerned who controls the Xerox machine at the GOP headquarters than they are about the fate of their grandchildren. It's a disgrace.
Well, they're the same ones that are straightening out the deck chairs on the Titanic, John.
That's
Dr. John Zemarek, he's the senior editor at stream.org. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the